And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
All the tender platitudes about the innocence of childhood are uttered by grown-ups. As any realistically observant parent can tell you, small children are thieves, liars, and potential murderers. And no grown-up can hope to understand the savage jungle in which the little one struggles to exist. There is no line of communication. Words are useless. Only with love, discipline, and luck can the helpless parent hope to lead the bewildered child toward the grown-up world where things are not always what they seem. But what if the parents were to be denied that opportunity? What if the innocent little children were to take over the world at 5 o'clock some quiet summer afternoon? Listen. Listen then, as 8-year-old Evelyn Rudy stars in Ray Bradbury's chilling story of childhood, Zero Hour, which begins in just a moment.
Zero Hour, starring Evelyn Rudy, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
The children hadn't known in their whole lives. We talked earnestly to someone near the rose bush, so no one was there. And then the two little girls shouting and laughing at each other. Such fun, such tremendous joy. It was all Mink's mother could do to get her grimy and excited daughter into lunch.
Goodness, Mink, I've never heard such a racket out in the garden. What are you and Anna up to?
The most exciting game ever. Just ever.
Oh, and what's the name of the game?
Invasion.
Invasion? Well, Invasion will just have to wait until you've eaten your lunch properly. Now, slow down, young lady. Do you hear me?
Pat, Drill's waiting for me.
Drill? Well, what a peculiar name. Is he a new boy in the neighborhood, dear?
He's new, all right.
I don't think I've seen him. Which one is Drill?
Oh, he's just around. I've got to go now, Mom, if we're going to have the invasion.
You finish your milk, miss. Now, who's invading what?
The Martians are invading the Earth.
Oh, I see. And Drill's a Martian, hmm?
I think so. He's had a very hard time getting here.
I should imagine.
They couldn't figure out a way to attack Earth. How to get in or something. And Drill says they have to do it by surprise. And even get help from your enemy.
Oh, a fifth column.
Yes. And all this time, they haven't been able to figure out how to attack. And so one day, they thought of children.
Yeah, it was bright of them.
And they thought of how grown-ups are so busy, they never look under rose bushes or on lawns.
That's where Drill is now, under the rose bush?
Mm-hmm. With all his friends, too. And he says there's something about kids under 11 with imagination. It's real funny to hear Drill talk.
It must be. Well, you can run along now, so you can have your invasion before dark. Bath tonight, school tomorrow, you know.
Christopher won't have to take any more baths.
Oh, he does he?
And we can stay up till 10 o'clock.
Well, your friend Mr. Drill better mind his P's and Q's, or I'm going to call up his mother.
That's just it. Drill says you're dangerous, because you don't believe in Martians. Just like he thinks Drill's a kid. Well, he's not. And they're going to let us run the world when they get in. All of us kids. And I might even be queen.
Well, that's nice, dear. Now run along.
Mom?
What is it, dear?
Mom, when the invasion comes, we'll have to get rid of you and Daddy. But I'll be sure it won't hurt very much.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Hello, Mary.
Helen!
How are you?
Well, how nice. Are you in town?
No, I'm up home in Plainfield. I was just thinking of you. Thought I'd call.
We're long distance, though. You shouldn't. Well,
I can afford 3 minutes. How's Henry?
Oh, fine. And Bill?
Just fine. What about me?
Oh, wonderful. Noisier than ever. He's got a new game now. It's taken the place of hopscotch. Invasion.
She playing that, too?
Mm-hmm. Are yours?
Same thing. Some kind of geometric jacks, I suppose. Isn't it a scream? All the kids their age are playing it up here. Timmy's got a crush on some guy named, Drill, I think that's what it is.
Must be a new password. Mink likes him, too.
I didn't know it had got to your part of the world. Word of mouth, I suppose. You know kids.
Oh, sure.
funniest thing. I got a letter from my sister in Boston. She says her kids are playing it too, sweeping the country.
Well, I wonder where they learned it.
Well, don't ask me. All I know is what Timmy told me at lunch. 0 hours at 5 o'clock.
When?
5 o'clock today. That's when the invasion's going to be. These kids and their imagination. Oh, I wanted
and
to...
And they talked a little more. Schoolgirl friends. Casual woman talk, but Mrs. Morris was thoughtful. She was thinking of other things.
I'm so glad.
Of adults, of little children with imagination, rose bushes, and their unseen friend, Mandrill. And she thought of how much she'd forgotten about being a child. And she wondered about Mink and all the kids everywhere who at that moment were playing Invasion. Playing a game, talking to rose bushes and grass lawns, trees and shrubs. Even children in apartment houses high in the air, conferring with potted plants, cactus and ivy. Mrs. Morris had finished her mending and gone back to the kitchen when Mink burst in.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mom. Can I have a glass of water?
Oh, of course. I'll get it.
Pi r squared is 47. A over 56 to the 7th degree.
What, dear?
Nothing, Mom.
Here's your water.
Thanks.
How are things going?
Hmm?
The invasion.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Almost finished. Drew says we should be ready on time.
5 o'clock?
That's right. How did you know?
Well, Helen called me from Plainfield. She says Timmy's playing it, too.
Hey, that's Timmy.
I guess all the kids are. Aren't they?
No, not all of them. Not guys like Jill Estling and Jimmy Wood. They're growing up. They make fun of us. They're worse than parents. Well, we'll get rid of them. Jill says it's okay to kill them, too.
Now, I don't like that kind of talk, Mink. Do you hear me? I don't like it at all.
Oh, Mom.
I mean it. You keep on that way, and there's no more playing. You'll have to tell Anna to go home, and you'll just stay inside until bedtime.
I'm sorry.
Well, I should think so.
Thanks for the water, Mom.
Mink?
Uh-huh?
What did those numbers mean?
What numbers?
Those numbers you were saying to yourself a minute ago.
Oh, that. There are things we have to do to get Drill and his friends out. That's all.
Look, why don't you and Anna go down to the drugstore and get yourself some ice cream? You don't have to use your allowance. I'll give you the money.
Haven't got time, Mom. Thanks.
Well, I never thought I'd hear you say that.
I gotta go now, Mom.
Now, wait a minute. Mink, I want you to tell me the truth. What is this invasion silliness?
It isn't silly. It's just a game, that's all. We're just playing an invasion, Mom. Excuse me, I've got to get back now. See you later.
Mrs. Morris was disturbed. She wasn't sure why, but because she was disturbed, she did something she didn't usually do. She called her husband at the office.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Henry. I'm sorry to bother you, but Miss Maxson said you weren't busy.
Well, not too. I should be able to get home early today. Is everything all right?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Fine.
Me?
Henry.
What, dear?
Oh, nothing. I just felt like talking to you for a minute, that's all.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes.
Mink's been getting on your nerves?
No, not really. She's playing outside. She's fine.
Honey, is something wrong?
Well, no, I told you. I was thinking about you and I wanted to talk, that's all. What time do you think you'll be home?
About 5, maybe a little earlier.
5. Oh.
Hey, what do you mean, oh?
Well, I was just thinking... Oh, it's nothing, really. Goodbye, dear.
You are okay, aren't you?
Yes, I'm fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Another hour passed, and it was 4:30. Outside, it was quiet. The two little girls more intent than ever upon the endless movement of their game. Mrs. Morris watched from the window, and she had never known Nate to have such power of concentration. She had turned on the radio and sat drinking a cup of coffee, turning over her thoughts.
Children. Love and hate, side by side. Sometimes children love. love you and hate you all in half a second. Strange children. Do they ever forget or forgive the whippings and the harsh, strict words of command? Hungry. I'm hungry. How can you forget or forgive those over and above you? Those tall, silly dictators.
Mom!
What is it, dear?
Have you got a piece of lead pipe and a hammer?
Well, I don't know. There might be in the garage. What do you want them for?
Oh, we just need them.
Well, if you tell me, I can go
I can get them. Thanks, Mom.
Is something wrong?
Yes. Drew's stuck halfway. If he could get him all the way through, it'd be easier. Then all the others could come through after him.
Well, can I help?
Thanks, Mom. I can do it.
Well, you better hurry, Mink. I want you to take your bath before your father comes home.
All right.
He's coming home early, and Mink?
Mink had disappeared behind the shrub. And Mrs. Morris knew it was ridiculous to make an issue of it. And besides, what was the issue? Invasion? Drill? 0 hour? Just a child's game. Time passed. A curious waiting silence up on the street. Deep. Then from the living room, Mrs. Morris heard...
He was crazy, but he just felt like calling.
Like you calling me this afternoon, huh? Crazy, huh? What was that all about?
I told you I wanted to.
Incidentally, what's this new game the kids are playing? Invasion? That's a nice, depressing thought. Is Mink all right? Come to think of it, she looks kind of funny.
She's all right. What time is it, Henry?
A couple minutes after 5? Why?
Well, no, the clock's wrong. By your watch.
Hmm? I've got 2 minutes, too. I'm probably slow. You got something on the stove?
No. Just wondered.
Honey, hey, look at me. Now, what's the matter?
Nothing, really.
Now, listen.
Really?
Mink's been up to something.
Oh, of course not.
Well, then what?
Well, I guess I'm just a little tired and upset, that's all.
You want to go out for dinner?
No, I've got steak in the icebox.
I'll tell you what, I'll barbecue it. How'd that be?
Fine. What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
I didn't.
Must have been mad at me.
Oh, you are jumpy. Why don't you have a drink? It'll do you good.
No, I don't want one. What time is it now?
Mary, what is this? I mean it. Now, something's wrong, and I want to know.
Oh, silly. It's just silly. I'm on edge, that's all.
Mary, this...
I am.
I don't like it. Now, that kid's done something, hasn't she? I'm going to get her in.
No, here. Henry, please don't. She hasn't. It's nothing at all. I just...
What's that?
I don't know.
Those kids haven't got anything dangerous out there, have they? I noticed a lot of junk lying around.
I thought it was a game. She wouldn't have done it herself. They've made her do it.
What the devil is it?
You better go out and tell them to stop playing now. It's after 5. You tell me to put off the invasion till tomorrow. Tell her.
What are they up to? I better take a look. Nate? Nate? Good Lord, it's outside there.
No. No, it's upstairs. I know it. In the attic. That's where it is.
Hey, Mary, it's not up there, it's outside.
In the attic, that's where it is.
Her mind had worked that quickly. Any excuse to get her husband away from the outside to get him upstairs to the attic in time. And outside, there were more eerie explosions. And they could hear the children screaming with delight.
It's not in the attic, it's outside. The mink's out there. Now, what's the matter with you?
Oh, no, I'll show you. Hurry. Get inside, quick. Now we're safe until tonight. Maybe we can sneak out later. Maybe we can escape.
Are you crazy? Why'd you throw the key away? For heaven's sake, the kid's out there. You want her to get hurt?
No, you don't. We've got to stay here. We've got to. You've got to stay here with me.
I don't know how I can get out. Where's that light switch?
Why, please be quiet. They'll hear us. They'll find us.
There's noise again. In the house now, Mary. Mary, what is this? What's happening? Now, you know. Answer me. Somebody's downstairs. Now, who's down there? Who?
No, please.
Mary.
They might go away. Please.
And between his wife's terror and the electric humming from below, Mr. Morris felt a great fear. They trembled together in silence in the attic. Mr. and Mrs. Morris, parents of the little girl named Mary. Then they heard steps coming up the stairs. And a voice. Light became visible under the door. A strange odor and the alien sound of eagerness in Link's voice was almost more than they could bear. And another sound. And the lock to the attic door melted. Link, with bright little eyes and tousled hair, stared inside. And behind him, tall, wavering blue shadows.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.